Be'ezus Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Sheva Asr, the 17th chapter in Amshilchus Kedush HaChodesh, in the Sefer Zman Book of Zez and Neder Times, which we begin the final part of these halachas, which was discussing the celestial spheres and the orbits, which really gets to the primary ideas in these parakim, and like in this parak we discussed, we're going to the ability of seeing the moon, which is really the whole concept why we're going through all these different sophisticated calculations. Which, as Rambam gets a lachav, we're going to describe what's called the Eirich Rishon and the Reich Rishon, meaning the first in the longitude and in the latitude. So, call it Dvam Sheik Damnu. All the words that we had prefaced was all Kadeshiyah Seed the Muchanim Lidi Sardiya. So, all that you be prepared and you have in front of you for the knowledge of seeing of the moon. When you want to know this, so Taschil V'Tachshav V'Taitzi. So, first you got to start and you got to calculate and you got to come out with Mekayim Hashemesh Amiti. With the true place of the sun, which that we already discussed in Perek Gimel, and Mekayim Yireich Hamiti in the true place of the moon, which that we discussed in Perek Tzvav, Mekayim Harayish, and also the place of the head, which was regarding the orbit of the moon, which we discussed in Perek Tzayin Alocha Gimel, L'Shas Re'iya for the time of seeing of the new moon. Then the Tigra Mekayim Hashemesh Hamiti, you subtract the place of where the sun truly is, from the place where the moon truly is, so that you know the distance from the moon from the sun when they line up, which is when the chaydish is. The remainder from that subtraction is called the first longitude. Now, once you know the place of the head, as we described, and the place of the moon, you're going to know, and I should say the word roichiv, you'll know the place of the latitude of the moon, how much it is. If it's on the northern or the southern latitude, where the northern is if the orbit of the circuit of the latitude is less than 180 degrees, and the southern if it's more than 180 degrees, as we described this in Perek Tzayin Halacha Yud. That's what's called the first latitude. Be careful in this first longitude and latitude. They should appear to you because we're going to be utilizing this in what we're trying to primarily get to. Halacha Gimel, which just discussed regarding the ability of the visual according to this Oyuch HaRishon. Now, this Bain Ba'ilich HaZarishon, now contemplate in this first longitude, Uvarech HaZarishon, this first latitude, which really the words Uvarech HaZarishon really should be erased, because that's not really what he's discussing over here. He's discussing just the Oyuch HaRishon. Imitzlecha, if you come out with Tesha Milus B'Shava, that the calculation is exactly 9 degrees Oy Paches, or less, and that's the longitudinal line that you get. Teide bevadai sheyesh loilam. So then you know for sure that it's not going to be possible sheyirei harech ba'is halayla, that you're going to be able to see the moon at that night b'chol eretz Yisrael, in the entire land of Israel, because of the closeness of the moon to the sun, where the light becomes weaker when the moon is smaller. You don't really see it because of the strong rays from the sun. Then you don't have to have any other calculations. That's it. You know your answer already. Now, if this first longitude was yes, all test one mile was more than 15 degrees. Then you for sure that it will be seen throughout the whole land of Eretz Yisrael. Again, you're not going to need another calculation. You know for sure that it could be seen. Now, if the first longitude was mites miles about tesvav from 9 to 15 degrees. Oh, then you're going to have to analyze and investigate the calculations of the visual until you know if you can see it or not. I look at doubt. When do we say this? If the true place of the moon was mitchilas mazel gedi ad seif mazel to'im, from the mazel of gedi until the mazel of to'imim of jemini. Which, in other words, these are what's called mazalis that are ascending, oilam, from 270 degrees until 90 degrees, which is in the winter and in the spring seasons. Then you see the moon in its oirich that's very small. That's what we said, the halacha that we described before. But if the place of the moon was mitchilas mazel sartan, from cancer, the beginning of that mazel, at save mazel keshes, till the end of the mazel of keshes, which... That It means to say those are the mazalas hayardim, that they're descending from 90 degrees till 270 in the summer and fall seasons. Then actually you need a greater length so that you should be able to see the new moon, and the boundaries of, they depend in the height of the ecliptic, which is the, like as we always describe, the moon is an ecliptic. It's not a perfect circle. How that it's vis-a-vis the horizon, which is in the fourth and the first season. In other words, in the winter and in the spring. So then the height of the ecliptic from the horizon is in a great height from the equator, from its horizon. In the second and third quarters, in other words, in the summer and the spring, so the height of the ecliptic is smaller from the horizon, which in that measurement, in the height of the ecliptic, that's greater. So then it's enough with a smaller amount of oirich to be able to see the new moon, because that's also in a greater height in the sky, and therefore it's not going to be clouded over from the horizon from stopping to be able to see it. So if it is from beginning of Mazal Sartan till the end of Mazal Keshes, and the first longitude is 10 degrees or less, so that you're not going to see it then at all in the entire land of Israel. Now, if the Eirich Rishon was more than 24 degrees, then for sure it can be seen throughout the entire boundary of Eretz Yisrael. You see how the numbers are very different than what we said in the previous halacha, because like we said, it depends on which season it is. If the Eirich HaRishon is from between 10 degrees and 24, then you're going to have to look into it to see that if with the calculations of individual, if it could be seen or not. Halacha hey. Now we move on to what's called the Eirich Sheni and the Rechiv Sheni, the second longitude and the second latitude. Ve'elohim cheshbein zeri'yem. And these are the calculations of if it could be seen, as we described, because there's this middle ground which you have to come onto the cheshbon seria, whereas if it's less or more, then it's obvious one way or the other, which the following, their foundations are in trigonometry. Contemplate and look at the moon, in which of the constellations it is, if you know in which place it is and how many degrees, you'll know which mazel it is, as we described in the Perikir Avala, Ches, the test. If it's in the first mazel of Tle, Tigram and Eirich HaRishon, so you're going to subtract from the first longitude, Nun Tes Chalokim, 59 minutes. Vim Yibi Mazel Shur, moving on to the second one. Then Tigram and Eirich, you're going to diminish from the longitude, Mailachas, 1 degree. Vim Yibi Mazel Taimim, it's going to be in the mazel of Taimim, moving on. Tigram and Eirich, you're going to diminish from the longitude, Nun Ches Chalokim, 58 minutes. Vim Yibi Mazel Sartan, if it's going to be Mazel of Sartan, Tigram and Eirich, diminish from the longitude, Mem Gimel Chalokim, it's going to be 43 minutes. Vim Yibi Mazel Aryeh, if it's in Mazel of Aryeh, Tigram and Eirich, Mem Gimel Chalokim, you can diminish from the longitude, 43 minutes. Vim Yibi Mazel Basula, if it's going to be Mazel of Basula, Tigram and Eirich, Lamed Zayin Chalokim, you can diminish from the length, 37 minutes. Vim Yibi Mazel Maznaim, if it's in Mazel Maznaim, Tigram and Eirich, Lamed Dad Chalokim, you'll subtract from the longitude, 34 minutes. Vim Yibi Mazel Akrav, it's going to be by Scorpio. Tigram and Eirich, Lamed Dalet Chalokim, you subtract from the longitude, 34 minutes. Vim Yibi Mazel Keshes, it's going to be Mazel of Keshes. Tigram and Eirich, Lamed Vav Chalokim, 36 minutes will be subtracted. Vim Yibi Mazel Gedi, Tigram and Eirich, Mem Dalet Chalokim, you'll subtract from the longitude, 44 minutes. Vim Yibi Mazel Dli, then Tigram and Eirich, Nun Gimel Chalokim, by that Mazel of Dli, you'll subtract from the longitude, 53 minutes. Vim Yibi Mazel Dogim, Tigram Na'erich Nod Ches Chalakim, you subtract from the longitude, 58 minutes. Vanishim Na'erich, whatever remains from the longitude, Achash Tigram Min El Chalakim, after you subtract from them these minutes, Huanikra Erich Sheni, that's what's called the second longitude, which in general, that where a person sees the moon in the sky is elsewhere, where it's closer to the horizon than it truly is, the true place that it is in the constellations, it appears like a straight line which comes out from the center of the earth, which passes the center of the moon and goes till where it is in the orbit of the mazalas. Now, that line appears to us as if it's the place of the moon and mazalas, which is the line that comes out from when the one who's looking at it from its place goes through the center of the sun to the Galgal Mazalis. Now, the difference between the true place to the place where it appears is called, as Ram is going to explain, Halacha Vav, Shinu Hamara. The Eirich Hashen, the second longitude, is the distance between the place of the sun and the place of the moon, which is where it appears to the eye, which is what we call Ha'eirich HaMaduma, what appears to be the longitude. Halacha Vav. Now, this is what the Rambam is explaining. Now, he said, why are we subtracting these minutes? The true place of the moon, it's not the place where you see it. There's a difference, there's a discrepancy between them. In its longitude and its latitude. That's called Shina Hamada, the discrepancy of how it appears. And the change of the visual of the longitude at the time that it's seen. You're always going to subtract it from the longitude, commercial man, like we explained, because then the moon is in the west, and it appears closer to the horizon, to place of the setting of the sun, from then where it truly is. And that imagined distance between the moon and the sun, it's called the Eirich Hasheni, is smaller than what the true distance is, which is Eirich HaRishon. And because of that, we subtract the Shina Mara from the Eirich HaRishon. Halacha Zayin. Now, the Shina Mara HaRechev. Now, however, the change of its appearance in its latitude, Im HaYerecha BaYerech, if the latitude of the moon was Tzavayni, was in the north, so Gurin Chalokim Shal Shina Mara HaRechev, so you subtract the minutes of the Shina Mara of the latitude, Min HaRech HaRishon, from its first latitude. Now, but if the latitude of the moon was in the south, then you're actually going to add on those minutes of the discrepancy of its appearance onto its first latitude, where the moon is seen inclined more to the south than what it truly is. And because of that, when the latitude is on the north, so you're going to subtract the parts of the Shinamara of the Rechev, so that you know the latitude of the moon according to what it seems to the eye. Now, for that reason, when the Rechev is Dereimi, when it's on the south, you're going to add on those Chalokim of the Shinamara of the Rechev. And Uma Sheyeh HaRechev Rishon. Now, whatever it's going to be, the first latitude, Achar Shemesivin L'Begurim Yemen O'Ezach Chalokim, after you add or subtract those minutes, again, like we said, dependent on if it's in the northern latitude or the southern, Hu HaNikra Rechev Shein, this is what's called the second latitude, which is that imagined latitude. Halacha Ches. Now, Bekama Hima Chalokim Shemesivin L'Begurim Yemen. Now, how much are those minutes that you add on or subtract? So, if the moon was in the mazel of Aries, so Tisha Chalokim, so then it's going to be, meaning the lamb in the first one, Tisha Chalokim is going to be 9 minutes. It's going to be mazel sharp, it's going to be Taurus. So then Yud Chalokim, it's going to be 10 minutes. B'mazel time, again, continue along the mazalis, then it's Tesha and Chalokim. In Jamin, it's going to be 16 minutes. Vimye b'mazal sartan, if it's by cancer, chavzen chalokim, 27 minutes. Vimye b'mazal aryeh, by Leo, it's lamedches chalokim, it's 38 minutes. Vimye b'mazal basula, by Virgo, it's going to be memnal chalokim, 44 minutes. Vimye b'mazal maznaim, it's going to be maznaim, and memvav chalokim, it's 46 minutes. Vimye b'mazal akrev, it's going to be akrev, memhe chalokim, 45 minutes. Vimye b'mazal keshes, then it's memdal chalokim, 44 minutes. Vimye b'mazal gedi, then it's lamedvav chalokim, 36 minutes. Vimye b'mazal dli, then it's going to be Chavdad Chalokim, 24 minutes. Vim Yimazal Dagim, then it's going to be Yudbis Chalokim, 12 minutes. Which again, either subtracting or adding. Halacha test. Now, Ma'acha Shetei the Chalokim Eilu, once you know these minutes, Tigra Eisiminar Rechev Rishon, you're going to subtract it from the first latitude, Oy Toysa Baisim Lab, or like we said, you're going to add it on, Kamashat Adnucha, like we already told you this in Halacha Zayin. Veis Lecha Rechev Rishon, now you're going to know the second latitude. Now you already know if it's on the north or on the south, which we spoke about in Halacha in Perek Tazayin Halacha Yud and this Perek Halacha Beis. But take the Kama Milus, the Kama Chalokim, and you can know how many degrees and how many minutes Nasa Zehar Rech B'Sheni is the second latitude. But Torchan Eslavadach, you should prepare it in front of you, and it will be destined for us to utilize this. Halacha Yud. Now regarding the orbit of the moon. Now, Achakach, afterwards. Okay, now go back and take a little bit off from this second latitude. Why? Because the moon fluctuates a little bit in its orbit. How much is a little bit that you take off from it? So if the place of the moon was mitchilas mazal tole, from the beginning of the first mazal tole ad chav miles men up until 20 degrees from it, oy mitchilas mazal maznaim, or from the beginning of mazal of libra of maznaim ad chav miles men up until 20 degrees from it, tikech menerich b'shein, you should take from this second latitude shnei chamishav, 2/5 away. If the moon was mechaf mimazal tole, from 20 degrees of mazal tole ad yud miles mimazal shor up until 10 degrees of mazal shor, oy mechaf mimazal maznaim, or from 20 degrees of mazal maznaim ad yud miles mimazal akrev, or to 10 up until 10 degrees of mazal akrev, tikach min arich b'shein, you take from this second latitude shlishisai, a third of it. And if it's going to be that the moon is from 10 degrees of Mazal Shor until 20 degrees from it, or from 10 degrees of Mazal Akrav until 20 degrees of it, you'll take from the second latitude a quarter away. If you're going to be 20 degrees from Mazal Shar up until its end, or 20 degrees from Akrav until its end, you can take from its second latitude a fifth. If it's going to be from the moon's going to be at the beginning of Mazel Tem up until 10 degrees from it, or Mitchilas Mazel Keshes Ades Mazel Men, or up until the beginning of Mazel Keshes until 10 degrees from it, you can take from the second latitude Shtusai a sixth. If it's going to be 10 degrees from Mazel Tem up until 20 degrees from it, or from 10 degrees of Mazel Kesher up until 20 degrees from it, you take from the second latitude half of its 6, meaning 1/12. If it's going to be the place of the moon from 20 degrees of Mazel Tem up until 25 degrees from it, or 20 degrees of Mazel Kesher up until 25 degrees from it, tikach ben erech b'sheni, you take from the, again, from this erech b'sheni, leviyash tusai, a quarter of its 6, meaning 1/24. Now, v'm yeh, mekam erech, mechaf v'mimazel tem, at chomish milis v'mazel sartan. If the moon is going to be at 25 degrees of mazel tem, up until 5 degrees of mazel sartan, oy mechaf v'mazel keshes, or from 25 degrees of mazel keshes, at chomish milis v'mazel gedi, up until 5 degrees of mazel gedi, lo tikach klum, then you don't take away anything, lefish ekan nelizas magal, because here there's no fluctuation of it, because it's by the equator. Now, if the moon is going to be from 5 degrees of Mazel Sartan up until 10 degrees from it, or from 5 degrees of Mazel Gdi up until 10 degrees from it, you'll take from the second Reichav, Revi'ish Tusai, again, now we're going around, a quarter of its 6, meaning 1/24. Now, if the place of the moon is going to be from 10 degrees of Mazel Sartan up until 20 degrees of Mit, or from 10 degrees of Mazel Gdi up until 20 degrees of Mit, you take from the second Reichav, half of its 6, again, which is 1/12. If it's going to be the place of the moon from 20 degrees of Mazel Sartan until its end, or from 20 degrees of Mazel Gdi till the end, you take away from the second latitude, it's sixth. Vim yareich mitchilas mazal arya desa mazal mendeb, it's going to be from, the moon's going to be from the beginning of mazal arya till 10 degrees from it. Oy mitchilas mazal liya desa mazal mendeb, or from the beginning of mazal liya up until 10 degrees from it. Tikech min arecha b'sheni, you'll take from the arecha b'sheni chamishisa, it's fifth. Vim yareich miyud mailis mi mazal arya atchov mendeb, it's going to be from, the moon's going to be from 10 degrees of mazal arya up until 20 degrees from it. Oy miyud mi mazal liya atchov mendeb, or from 10 degrees of mazal liya till 20 degrees from it, tikech min arecha b'shein, you'll take from the second arecha b'shein, you say it's quarter. Vim yarech mechof me mazal arya ad esa mazal basula, it's going to be the moon from 20 degrees of mazal arya up until 10 degrees from the mazal basula. Oy mechof me mazal li ad esa me mazal dogum, or it's going to be from 20 degrees of mazal li up until 10 degrees from mazal dogum, tikech min arecha b'shein, you'll take from the second latitude, shlishi, say a third. Vim yarech me esa mazal me mazal basula ad seif, it's going to be from, the moon's going to be from 10 degrees from mazal basula up until the end. So we're going through, finishing the year either in Nisan or Tishrei, from Mazal Basula ad Seif until the end. Oy miyud Mazal Mazal Dogum ad Seif, from 10 degrees Mazal Dogum until Zen, tikech min arecha b'shein, you're going to take from the second latitude, Beis Chamishav, 2/5. Now, this little bit that you're taking away from the Recha B'Sheini, here is what's called Ma'agal HaYerech, the circuit of the moon, which is amending this Recha V'Sheini because of the different things that get in the way of the movement of the moon, because it's not a perfect circle. Halachi Rav now takes us to the Arich HaShlishi, the third longitude. Then you're going to go back and contemplate again the latitude of the moon. But here you can see imutzvayna dremi. You can see if it's northern or southern. Imutzvayna, if it's northern, tigre, you're going to subtract this magal hayurech hazeh that we just described, that number, min ha'oyrech hasheni, from the second longitude. Now, if the latitude of the moon was southern, then actually Taisiv, you're actually going to add on Hamagal Azal, this Magal that we call this that where you take off, you're actually going to add on. Now the reason for that is because the southern latitude is negative in relation to the northern, which is positive. So all the numbers that are by the northern latitude are a subtraction, whereas by the southern latitude, they're all addition. Now, but remember, when we say this, if the place of the moon was mitchilas mazal gadi, I'd save mazal time from the beginning of mazal gadi until the end of mazal ta'imim, which are from, in other words, we're talking about the fourth quarter and the first quarter, which is 270 to 360 and 0 to 90 in the positive. But if the moon was from the beginning of mazal sard until the end of mazal keshes, yihadaver hefech. It's going to be the opposite. By the second and third quarters is going to be opposite. Shem yia roich v'hayireach tzvayni. Where if the latitude of the moon is going to be in the north, toisiv amalgal al oirech hasheni. You're going to add on this circuit onto the oirech hasheni to the second longitude. Shem yia v'mhoyer roich v'hayireach dureimi. Now if the latitude of the moon was in the south, tigra hamalgal al oirech hasheni. You're going to subtract this magal from the second longitude. Now, what's going to be remaining from this Oyrech Hasheni? After you're going to add on or subtract, depending if it's northern or southern, Oyrech Hasheni is called the third longitude. Now, if there is no fluctuation of the Magal, as we described certain places near the equator, therefore the calculation does not come to take away anything from the second latitude, anything. So then, okay, then the second longitude itself, who Eirech HaShlishi remains now as the third longitude, without the subtracting, without adding. Now, Lochit Beis takes us to the Eirech Revi, and to the concept of the Keshes HaRe'iyah. Afterwards, then you go and you analyze this third longitude. And this is the degrees that's between the moon and the sun. Which mazel, which constellation is it? If it's in the last Mazel dead of pieces, or the first one, Mazel Tle. Taisav al Oirech HaShlishi will add on to this third longitude, Shtusai, its sixth. Bim Yeh Oirech B'Mazel Li B'Mazel Shur. If it's Mazel Li or Mazel Shur, Taisav al Oirech HaShlishi add on to the third longitude, Chamishisa, its fifth. Bim Yeh Oirech B'Mazel Gedir B'Mazel Toimim, Taisav al Oirech HaShlishi Shtusai add on to the third longitude, its sixth. Bim Yeh Oirech B'Mazel Keshes and Mazel Sartan, if it's in one of those two mazels of Keshes and Sartan, Tanech Oirech HaShlishi Kamashu, you leave it as it is. You're not going to add on, you're not going to subtract. Again, because we have an either end, we have what's called by the equator. Now, Bim Yeh Oirech B'Mazel Akrab B'Mazel Aryeh, if it was in either in Mazel Akrab or Aryeh, Tigrim and Oirech HaShlishi, you're going to subtract from this third longitude, Chamishisa, it's fifth. Bim Yeh Oirech B'Mazel Maznaim or B'Mazel Basula, now if it's in the longitude of Mazel Maznaim, or in Mazel Basula, Tigrim and Oirech HaShlishi, you'll subtract from this Oirech HaShlishi Shlishisa, it's third. U'mashiyah Oirech HaShlishi Achash Toysel, but Tigrim and now, this Oirech HaShlishi remains after you add on, you subtract, or Tanich Oisek, we leave it as it is, as we describe in certain places, that's called the Oirech Revi. Then you go back to the first latitude of the moon. You always take away two-thirds. The angle of the latitude of the geography of that place. And you contemplate, you'll see, if the latitude of the moon is tzvayni in the north, you're going to add on this that we just came to that number of the angle of the latitude of the geography on this fourth longitude. Now, if the latitude of the moon is in the south, then you're actually going to subtract this number of Menasgev and Medina from the fourth longitude. Whatever the Eirich is going to be, after you subtract or you add on it this Menasgev and Medina, this is called the arc of its visual. And it's with this measurement that the moon is delayed in setting after the sun. Which Halacha Yud Gimel gives us an illustration of this idea. Kitzur Haso. Harishabanu Lachar, but coming to analyze, Yim Yiroha Yireich, the moon's going to be seen, B'Leila Rav Shabbos, on Friday night, Shein L'Chodesh Iyar, the second of the month of Iyar, B'Shon Zuv, in this year, Oy Lo Yiroh, if it's not going to be seen. So, we got to go through the whole calculation. First, you got to calculate what's the true place of the sun. And the true place of the moon. And the latitude of the moon for this moment. Like we already let you know this. So what's going to come out of this? The true place of the sun at this point is 7 degrees and 9 minutes from the Mazal Shar, which is the Mazal Gezat, which is the 7 and the 9 of the degrees and the minutes. And you're going to come to the true place of the moon, 18 degrees of Lama Bav Chalokim Mi Mazal Shar, and 36 minutes from the Mazal Shar, which is the Monagiz Yach Lav, the degrees and the minutes. And you're going to come to the latitude of the moon, Beruch Darim, in the southern direction, 3 degrees and 53 minutes, which is the Monagiz Gan Nag, Mazal Reicha Berishim. That's the first latitude. Okay. Now you can subtract the place of the sun from the place of the moon. You're sure you can remain with Yud Aleph Milus, with Chuf Zayin Chalokim. 11 degrees, 27 minutes. It's the Kaz. That's the first longitude. Well, the Fisha Yirech with Mazal Shar. Now, since the moon was in Mazal Shar, so Yishinu Mar HaYirech. So this, like we said, the discrepancy of where it appears of the longitude is going to be Maila Achas 1 degree, and Bero the Gedolya Isim in HaYirech Harishon. It's appropriate to subtract it from the first longitude. Yislecha HaYirech Hashinu. When you come to the second longitude, is Yud Milus B'Chavzan Chalokim 10 degrees and 27 minutes. Among the Itz Namanik is Yakaz, the Yud Milus and the Chavzan Chalokim. And v'chein yeshinu mar ha'roichem, so to the discrepancy of its appearance in the latitude, is yud chalakim is 10 minutes. Now, l'fisher roichem yirech ha'yudurayim, since the latitude of the moon was in the south, ro lo ha'isav lav shinu mara, as we described. When it's in the south, then you actually add on the shinu mara, shasar chalakim, which is 10 minutes. So yitzlach ha'roichem ha'shein, it comes at the second latitude, is dalad miles v'gimah chalakim, is 4 degrees and 3 minutes. Samana itzlamanik is dog, the 4 and the 3. L'fisher ha'yirech. Now, since the moon was b'yudches miles from Mazal Shar, 18 degrees from Mazal Shar, ro likach min ha'reich v'sheini, it's appropriate to take from the second latitude, nivi'isa, its quarter, v'huan nikah, that's called ma'agal ha'yirech, like we said, that's the circuit of the moon. So yetz l'cha ma'agal ha'yirech, le'ezu comes out that what's the circuit of the moon for this moment, is ma'ila achaz v'chilek echad, is 1 degree and 1 minute, l'fishem and dakim m'shnei, because we're not precise regarding the seconds. Halachad yodal. Now, since the latitude of the moon is in the south, and the true place of the moon was Bein Reish Gedi Reish Sartan, was between the beginning of Gedi and the beginning of Sartan. So it's appropriate to add on this magal al ha'irich hashen on the second longitude. Yitzlach ha'irich hashlish, you come out with now the third longitude, which are Yud Aleph Milus v'chof cheskalakim, 11 degrees and 28 minutes. Samana itznamanik is yo koyach. Now, since the longitude of this was in the Mazal Shar, so it's appropriate to add on to the third longitude, Chamishisa, its fifth, which that's 2 degrees and 18 minutes. The Yitzchak HaOirich HaRavi comes out that the fourth longitude is Yud Gimel Milus, is 13 degrees, Omen Vav Chalokim, and 46 minutes, the money which is the money is Yag Mav. Now we go back to the first latitude, and like we said, we always take away 2/3 of it. The yotze comes out what is the menas goiva hamadina, that angle of the height, the latitude of its geography, of the place where it is. V'hu, and that is 2 degrees and 35 minutes. Now, l'fisha yorech v'durayim, now since the latitude was in the south, Rolla Groyman, who says it's appropriate to subtract from it, Minas Gav Medina, this number, Mino Yerch Ravi from the fourth longitude. Ah, Yeshalacha, what you remain with is Yud Alf Mailas, Yud Alf Chalokim, 11 degrees and 11 minutes. Simona Isnamanik is Yah Yah, 11. Vizui Keshasur Ibalal Zed, that comes out to be the arc of vision of this night. And along this path, you'll do and you'll know this kesher sariyah. Kama miles of kama chalakim yeshba. How many degrees and how many minutes there is in it? Bechol lel riyah shetitz l'olam. And any night of seeing it that you want to ever know forever. Halachat hazvav. Now regarding the ability to see, according to what we just came out with, this kesher sariyah. Now ma'achar shetitz kesher sariyah. After you understand this arc, tavin ba, you'll be able to understand it. But dan, you'll know shemtia kesher sariyah if this arc of visual is teisha miles apach, is 9 degrees or less. So the gear says actually not us, but actually e f shashira b'chol eretz. So then you're not going to be able to see it throughout the entire Eretz Yisrael. But shemtia kesher sariyah if the arc of visual is yes al yodal miles is more than 14 degrees. E f shashaloyida. It's not possible that will not be seen and revealed the entire land of Eretz Yisrael. Now, halacha tazayin. Vimti yekesh shariyah. Now, if the arc of visual was mitchilas mala asiris atzayif mal yadal, was from the beginning of the 10th degree up until the end of the 14th degree, that's somewhere in the middle, then tarchlin, you have to calculate kesh shariyah, this arc of visual, elo irich harishin, in comparison to the first longitude. Vetei, you'll know, and you'll know if it's going to be seen or not. Min akitzin sheyeshlei, from the boundaries that it has, that's what's called kitzei ra'iyah, the limits of how you can see. Where there's two causes that establish the ability of seeing, regarding obviously with conditions of the climate that are permitting. So number one is this, like we described, this keshes ra'iyah, that from it is dependent the measurement of time that the moon could be seen up until its setting. And number two is the ra'iyah harishon, the first longitude, in other words, the distance that is between the moon and the sun, that from that depends the largeness of the part of the moon that's illuminated. That's how much that the moon is distanced from the sun, and that measurement, that's how much you can see it more. Now, that measurement that the kesher sariyah is smaller, and that measurement you have to have, that the Eirich Harishon has to be that much bigger so that you could see the moon. And that measurement that the Eirich Harishon is smaller, so then you have to have the kesher sariyah to be larger. Now, if the illuminated part of the moon is large, and that you could see it even if it's going to be quick to set, and if it remains a large amount of time till Shkia, then you could see it even when the illuminated part of the moon is small. In other words, that the Eirich Harishon is small. And those two principles is what's built this idea of the kitzei, the boundaries, hariyah, of when you could see it. And Rami gets halacha, contains halacha yedzayin, regarding the ability of seeing according to this kitzei ra'iyah. The elam kitzei ra'iyah, these are the ends of the limits of being able to see the moon. If this arc of seeing was meyesser al tes miles, was more than 9 degrees at seif as miles until the end of 10 degrees. Oh yes, also more than 10 degrees. V'yo eirich harishon, which that's one, and then the second variable is the eirich harishon, the first longitude, was yudgam miles, so yes, 13 degrees or more. Vade yedah, for sure it's going to be seen, because when the keshes ra'iyah is a little bit more than the minimum, so then you could have that the Eirich Harishon should be a little bit less than the maximum. So it's for sure going to be seen. Now, v'mtia keshes pachas mizeh, but if the arc was less than that, or the longitude was less than this, then lo yirah, then it's not going to be seen. It's not enough to be able to be visual. Now, if the arc of visual is meyesal esamilus at seif yodals milus, with more than 10 degrees until the end of 11 degrees, oh yes, halachas eser, or more than 11 degrees, the year of the tradition and the first longitude was yodbeis milus, so yes, it was 12 degrees or more. But the year it's for sure going to be seen. Now, v'mtia keshes pachas mizeh, but if the arc was less than this, oh yeah, oirich pachas mizeh, or the arch was less than this, lo yirah, then it's not going to be able to be seen. Again, they have to compensate for each other. Halachi test. V'mtia keshes meyesal yodals at seif yodbeis milus, if the arc of visual was more than 11 up until the end of 12 degrees, oh yes, you'd be more than 12. The year Eirich Harishon, the first longitude was Yerav Miles, oh yes, it was 11 degrees or more, but the year it's for sure going to be seen. But from Tia Keshes Pachem, if the arc was less than this, oh Eirich Pachem, or the longitude was less than this, lo Yerav, it's not going to be seen. Halachachach. Vim Tia Keshes Riyam, yes, I'll Yudbez Miles, at sub Yud Gimel Miles. If the Keshes Riyam was more than 12 degrees up until the end of 13 degrees, oh yes, I'll Yud Gimel, more than 13 degrees. The year Eirich Harishon, the first Eirich was Yud Miles, oh yes, it was 10 degrees or more, but the year it's for sure going to be seen. If the keshes, the arc was less than this, or the longitude was less than this, again, lo yirah, it's not going to be seen. Halacha chaval. If the keshes of hariyah was meyesal yud gimel milus, more than 13 degrees at sub yudalad until the end of 14, oh yes, yudalad, or more than 14. The eirich harishon, the first eirich was tesha milus, 9 degrees, which is a little bit different than what he previously described. Oy yesa more, vadi yirah, it's for sure going to be seen. Now, if the kesh is less than this, or yeah, oirich pachas mizeh, oirich is less than this, lo yirah, it's not going to be seen. Ad kan sof hakitzin, until that's the end of that's up until here is what the limits of the ends are. Halacha chav beis hakitzin, how Ram illustrates. Bundle is buying them. We come to contemplate. But Keshes Re'ia, this arc of visual, Shalili Erev Shabbos, of the night of Friday evening, Shein Elochidish Imesh on the Zoo, the second of the month of Iyar of this year, Yotzalon Mechesben Keshes Re'ia, we're going to come with the calculation. What the Keshes Re'ia is, Yudalf Miles, Yudalf Chalokim. 11 degrees and 11 minutes, Kamejdata, like you know, as we spoke about in Halacha Yudal. Now, Fisher is a Keshes Re'ia, and since the arc of the visual was Bain Esad Arbe Esri, was in this gray area, like we said, between 10 and 14 degrees, then you have to compare it to this first longitude. Now, Kvar Yudati, you already know that, as we spoke about Halachid Gimel, that the Oirich HaRishon in this night was Yud Alef Ma'ez V'chav Zayin Chalokim, 11 degrees and 27 minutes. Now, Fisher is a Keshes Re'ia, since the Keshes Re'ia was Yes Al Yud Alef Ma'ez, was more than 11 degrees, V'yoy Oirich HaRishon Yes Al Asara, and the Oirich HaRishon was more than 10, really, you should say more than 11, Yivadah Shavadah Yud Alef Ma'ez, then you know for sure that it's going to be seen in this night, Lefi HaKitzin HaKetubis, according to the set amount of the limits. That's how you're going to evaluate by every single Keshariyah in comparison to its Eirich HaRishon. Halacha Chav Gimel concludes this conversation. Now, Kvar Yisrim Namaisim Elu, you already saw from these actions, how many calculations there is in it, how much additions, how many subtractions, after we put in a lot of effort, until we found very short paths, that it's a calculation that does not have great depths. Because the moon has many distortions, great distortions in its orbit, in its path. The sun, you know its path, but the moon, you don't know its path. The sages said, sometimes it takes a long time, sometimes it takes a short time. Like you see from these calculations, sometimes you have to add on, sometimes you have to subtract. Until you get to the Keshes Re'ia. Upam tiyah keshriya, some of the keshriya is going to be aruka long, upam kasar, some of the short, small, kamish ran, like we explained. Halacha chavdal, now, v'tam kol eilach hachbayin, that's the reason for all these calculations. Umnim ha-masif min yezeh, umnim ha-goyren. Why do we add on this number? Why do we subtract this number? V'heich noidu kol dov v'dov me'iladvam, how do we know every one of these things that we described over here? V'ro'oyal kol dov v'dov, and the proof for every single thing we said, hi chachmas ha-tekufez v'ahag v'agimatriyos. This is the wisdom of astronomy and of geometry. Shechibre b'chachm yob and tzvarim harbe, that the sages, the Greek scholars, have authored many books on. V'heim and tzam akshar b'yadachom, and they're found now in the hands of the sages. But the books that were authored by the Jewish sages, in the days of the prophets from the tribe of Yisachar, that has not come down to us. Now, since all these things they have proofs that have no flaw, and there's no permission for anyone to like think about it, that as if they're mistaken. Say in Chesh L'Machab, we're not concerned for who the author is. Ben Shechibros and Nevi'im, whether it's authored by our prophets. Ben Shechibros and Umas, whether it's authored by the nations of the world, as Rambam says in the Hesagdam of the Shemayin Deprakim. Yishma Emes Mimish Amr, you can listen to the truth, whoever says it. Shekal Dabash in the Skala Tamek, because anything that is reasoning is revealed. V'noida Amitasai, and you know its truth, but Oyes would prove Shein Bem Deifi, that there's no flaw in those proofs. On the same Chema Zeha Ish, Ha'amore Eshalimdei, we rely on this person who has said it, or has taught it, Alad Oyesh and his Galsa, for the proofs that are out in the open, but Tam Shenoida, and for the reasoning that's also well known.